This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. This is Kevin Jackson talking to you. Why am I talking in Italian? I do not know. No, I do. Right, let me tell you why. Silvio Berlusconi, the former Italian PM, said 600,000 migrants need to leave Italy. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. It's not the Kevin Jackson Show today. No, it is the Kevin Jackson Show. And you are part of the resistance. And let me tell you what's going on, folks. You are exporting the American way of life overseas again. It was gone. We've been importing idiocy into our way of life, into our government, into all of our different systems. Healthcare. Oh, we need a single payer. We need government-sponsored healthcare. Government does nothing well. Nothing. The only thing government does well is it kills its citizens. Kills them with amazing, expertise in that area. Just I can tell you, I could give you just item after item, area after area, where you let the government get control of it, and man, they're gonna fleece you, and then you're gonna die. Because once they get everything they can out of you, and they suck you dry, they toss you under the bus. The former PM of Italy, immigration has become an urgent question. Because after years with a left-wing government, there are 600,000 migrants who don't have the right to stay. We consider it to be an absolute priority to regain control over the situation. This, folks, is Italy. This is Europe, where there's supposed to be open borders and all accepting. Do you understand why Brexit occurred? The Brits said enough is enough. Stop forcing in all these other cultures and crushing the identity of Britain. Here's what Berlusconi went on to say. He says, when we're in government, we will invest many resources in security. We will boost police presence and reintroduce the Safe Streets Initiative. Our soldiers will patrol the streets alongside police officers. He's saying, we have lost who we are. We've lost our soul. Nothing is safe. These are great ideas, by the way. You know, if they wanted to make, use this as an example. If they wanted to make black neighborhoods safe, bring in the National Guard. Oh, you can't do that, Kevin, because then it would be racist that you have more protections in the neighborhoods where they need it. Can you imagine you're out and about and you can go out at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night because there are armed military personnel ready to protect you all along the block. Now, if it were the Black Panthers, the left would go, look at that. That's just so wonderful what they've done. That is our civilian core of helping people. But if it were militia, they would, look at those crazy militia people, the Tea Party, trying to menacing black folks. If it's the military, same thing. If they wanted to make safer neighborhoods, do you really think that they couldn't do it? I mean, we have a lot of stuff at our disposal. In Ferguson, Missouri, they had armed police officers that watched looters loot stores. Given the order by the then Governor Jay Nixon to stand down. You have areas in Europe, not just Europe, you have areas around the world that you cannot go. They are called no-go zones. And in my wildest dreams, I wouldn't believe that those types of things are possible. In free countries, in a rousing statement that they say will resonate around the EU, Berlusconi said, today, Italy counts for nothing in Brussels and the world. We will make it count again. He's talking about the EU, the European Union. His comments come amid growing racial tensions in Italy. An African drug dealer is believed to have cut up an Italian teenager's body and dumped her in the countryside. And then a member of an anti-migrant group shot at six African men in Massaretta. Berlusconi's Forza Italia has forged an alliance with two right-wing parties, the Northern League and the smaller Borders of Italy, for the elections on March the 4th. He wants back in. Why? To save Italy. Now let me tell you what's going on with these migrants, these African migrants. The problem is this. When Kevin Jackson goes to Italy, they're not going to see Kevin Jackson the American. They're going to see an African. And they're going to lump me in with those clowns that are cutting people up and putting them on the countryside. And I don't like that. Because I just want to go and have some of that delicious food. I don't want to go over there and get embroiled in their political nonsense. Wouldn't it be nice, I'm just saying, as a black dude, to travel the world and people go, oh, there's a man to be respected. But no, we got migrants who are pretty much uncivilized, living in these, okay, let's go ahead and say it, crap holes. You can use whatever word you want. You don't have the FCC breathing down your neck. But you know what I'm saying. These people come from these places, third world nations. They don't have a care in the world about how other people govern themselves. And they're setting the standard. Now, black Americans, there used to be a time when you would go to Europe and you were free because Europe looked at blacks and went, shoot, man, they're oppressing America. We embrace you, my brother. What's up? You know, they were ready to go. Most of the big jazz guys, the big band guys, they love playing overseas, particularly in Europe, because they felt human. You think that's going to last? You think these people are looking at blacks now and going, oh, they're cool? No. The birth of the cool, as that was a Miles Davis album, it's over. For blacks, they look at you now as, oh, these are the people that probably Islam or, you know, ex-RFU, Russia, you know, African gang members, whatever. And yeah, it's a horrible thing to consider. Mass illegal migration leads to social disharmony. The EU's ridiculous open border policy needs to be changed immediately. The Italian people will have no chance, or I should say, this is what I'm reading here, it says they will have a chance to strike a blow at this mass migration madness in the election. See, they get it. They're done with it. And I don't blame them. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about. I'm going to tell you another reason why the Republicans are going to win. It's a Bernie Goldberg piece that I read, and fascinating piece. And then I may do a little listener stuff. We'll see if we get to it. Folks, you're listening to Kevin Jackson, KJRadio.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Let's do a little viewer mail. Got this message from a guy's name is Steve. He says, saw Kevin on Fox this morning. Excellent. He wants the weekly email or whatever. He says he wants to receive it. He says he started calling himself a European America. Why can't we just be Americans? How do you feel about that one? Here's my help request. It says, I am more than tired and agitated at being called a racist and white supremacist. Or, as the nouveau nitwits say, supremacist. Simply because I'm white. Actually, a tepid off-white, depending on the light in the room, how much sleep I got, or how generally stupid I'm feeling, and any of my particularly slack-jawed, idiot, conservative moron days. There is Georgian heritage. Not the Caucasus in my family. Some of us are of that ilk. However, I am not. It seems there is no end to these morons lying to the poor, potentially brilliant yet empty-headed useful idiots to cause trouble and chaos. I've been threatened by their thugs, almost exclusively the white thugs, when attempting to engage in reasoned exchange, moderate debate. Upon reaching the end of their illogical rhetoric, they began physically crowding and verbally attacking to encourage my departure from the premises. Despite my predilection For the exact opposite of racist, I am now finding myself guarded and wary around not only all university high school age, but also most black people. I lost a job because of one work release individual who happened to be black. I was helping with rides and was under my supervision who would not get the work done before the end of a shift, for which I was blamed and fired. A neighbor whom I had assisted with transportation and friendship damaged my car, robbed one of my neighbors, being threatened by another guy at work, and the leveled stares and no response silence from the renters across the street for over a year, even after I helped one of their kids numerous times with their vehicles, dead batteries, locked out, etc. Heard Tommy Sotomayor say white people should be wary. The leftists are intentionally trying to drive us apart and cause violence and chaos, aren't they? Like most crazy political ideologues, they create problems for which they then claim to have solutions. Had a teacher back in the early 80s who used to say the next wars would be race wars. Thought it was absurd then. I don't like this. Any suggestions? Enjoy hearing you this morning, Steve. Yeah, Steve, I have a suggestion for you. Toughen up, Buttercup. It's going to keep on happening. See, what will happen is the neighbors that stare at you when they come to ask for your help, their son does, you say, not going to help you. I've helped you 3 times. You haven't said thank you. Your parents don't even come out to talk to me. Why would I help you anymore? People at your job, they want you to be a cream puff. They want you to be the person that's like, well, I mean, it's okay, or whatever. The minute you start standing up for yourself, say, look, I got nothing to do with your problems. What, you think I don't have problems? What, I don't have kids? I don't have a relationship? Screw your problems. We all have problems. Do I look like a Chippendale dancer? Do I look like I'm hanging out on somebody's yacht? Do I look like a person that's waiting on some... Do you see some white dude coming by here bringing me a fat paycheck? Do I drive a Ferrari and park it in front of your house and flaunt? What exactly is it that I'm doing that's so different? I work at the same job as you. I live in the same neighborhood as you. Explain to me where the privilege is. Because if I'm privileged, why do I have to see your sorry behinds? See, that's what you got to say. You have to be wary. Let me tell you, and here's the thing. The people sense weakness. They sense when you're one of those bleeding hearts, a person that they're going to be able to get over on. Well, man, you just don't understand the plight of a black man. What? What are you going to tell me that I don't understand? Have you been a slave? Well, my peoples were you, fool? Because if you weren't, I don't want to hear about it. You know, you're oppressed. What, black people can't get a job in America? Somebody better tell LeBron. Somebody better tell, you know, whoever, Stephen Curry, Denzel Washington. Somebody better go tell all these black people I see working all day long that you can't get a job. Brother can't catch a break. You know, y'all, look, I'm just going to tell you, if you want to put up with that kind of nonsense, don't come running to me. Because I'm telling you, I wouldn't. It's like there are panhandlers. They'll be, hey, listen, can you help her? No, I can't help you. And it isn't, it's not saying I've helped panhandlers. But I'm saying I don't have to help every one of them. Somebody goes, hey, listen, you got a dollar? No. Or, yeah, I do, but you ain't getting it. It's my money, my time, whatever. You're not getting it. Let me move on. Steve, hopefully I helped you. I wasn't getting after Steve, by the way. So a lady sends me a note on Facebook about the Eagles, and she says, just thought you might like to know that your posting of the video showing Super Bowl festivities in Philly is being taken out of context. No fires that did any property damage was set. And according to local news, only 3 arrests citywide were made. I'm a fan of the Black Sphere, but I have no idea why you would want to perpetuate the myth that Philadelphians are thugs. Come to our beautiful city and judge for yourself. And I responded. I said, I don't know what post you're talking about. I didn't see this video, whatever, because there are multiple people that we partner with, and they post, and they're not all my stuff. I didn't write or post anything about Philly. This is what I said to her. I said, your pride in Philadelphia notwithstanding, Philadelphia is an armpit. My son, oldest son, is a Wharton grad, so I know the city well. It's just another leftist-run cesspool. Congratulations on winning a football game, but that's all it was, a game. The things people face day to day in that city, and all cities, if it makes you feel better, is atrocious and un-American. Now look, so I'm done. That's what I said to her. I get it. She wants to feel pride. She wants to feel good. We want, look, I'm not the one reporting what happened. From what I was told, it was pretty bad in Philadelphia. They won the Super Bowl, and like most of these cities, when they win the pennant or they win the basketball championship or whatever, people go nutty, and they kids turn over cars, set fire to stuff. I don't get it. It's not just Philadelphia. It doesn't happen in urban America, you know, for the most part. I mean, somebody wins the big football game. I can tell you, being from a little bitty town, we just were like happy. We threw a parade. Everybody was good. Nobody burned anything. I don't even know what would come into your mind to go, we won. Let's go destroy some stuff. Yeah. I don't get it. But it happens in every city. And let me tell you what's universal to all of them. A bunch of leftists. Cities run by leftists, and they don't really care about law enforcement. So there you have it. It's not just Philadelphia. But don't try to convince me Philadelphia is some wonderful place. My son, when I dropped my oldest son out of Wharton, he was like, woo. And we were shocked because he'd come from Princeton where it's back off into the hills and, you know, it looked like a big plantation school. Wharton was right in the middle of the war zone. He couldn't figure it out. Don't get over yourself, lady.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Days all here again, ba-da-da-dum, why Republicans will win in 2018 again. Oh, man, happy days are here again, folks. Welcome, Kevin Jackson. Show, that's what you're listening to, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Yeah, see, Bernie Goldberg wrote a story. I saw it and went, I could take a lot from this story because it's the way it is. It's exactly where I sum things up. And sometimes it's just better to let other people speak for you in this regard. And I've been saying to you guys, Republicans, are, first of all, let's just go back. Let's backtrack. You do know I killed Osama bin Laden, right? I'm going to go back and tell you, I predicted Donald Trump would win, talking people off the ledge. People didn't believe me. Kevin, are you sure? I did. And I've already told you guys, in 2018, we will clean the clocks of the leftists. End of story. They made themselves feel good through nonsense. When you are in their position, you have to look for things to be happy about. And they still aren't happy. They aren't happy about their 401ks. They're not happy about their new jobs, their new increase in income. They're not happy about the increase of corporations that are automatically adjusting their wages automatically beyond minimum wage. They're not happy. They're not happy that Donald Trump is lessening the wars. He's kicking ISIS's butt. Have you guys even been keeping up with this? They're not happy that North Korea, as crazy as they are, is that they are more tame right now than they've ever been. Iran has marches going on in every city because the people are uprising and they are on the ropes. I mean, you name it. It's better news. We're probably going to get, and there's no probably, we will get immigration reform the way Americans, conservative Americans want. A few concessions here and there, and that's that. We will get our wall. We're going to get more prosperity, companies coming back. I could name stuff until I'm blue in the face. There are so many reasons to be happy. Black folks are getting jobs, unemployment at the lowest level, Latinos, women, young people going back to work, Obamacare about to be trashed, businesses exuberant, happy in fact. We're rooting out evil inside of this government. We have people conspiring against us, and that's why I said earlier we are the resistance. And you know what? The resistance is paying off. We're winning. As crazy as it sounds, we are. So the left, as much as they don't like that, you would think they'd say, you know what, we're cleaning things up. Look at what these Republicans have uncovered about the FBI, what they've uncovered about Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama. You know what, we've been blaming these guys for decades, and in fact, they've been right. We're sorry, Republicans. You got anything close to that? The answer is no. So the Democrats They want to run on history. See, this should not be a good year for us. You do recall in 2010 and 2014, we kicked the living crap out of Barack Obama and the Democrats, both midterm elections. To add insult to injury, during that 8-year tenure of Barack Obama, the worst president in American history, the Democrats lost more seats than they can shake a stick at, well over 1,000. Now, they've won a couple, and they're all exuberant. We're so happy. Oh, look at us. We are so good. They are in complete disarray. I'm not even going to bore you with the details. They can't stand each other. There are factions inside of there that are fighting so hard, you don't know who's brother and sister. You know what I mean? It's just a free-for-all, just punching each other out. But Bernie Goldberg writes this. He says, if history is any indication, Republicans could be in for a nasty November. The party of first-term presidents almost always loses House seats in the midterm elections. And having an especially controversial and polarizing president in the White House probably won't help Republicans. That's what Goldberg says. Trump is polarizing and controversial. But the GOP might have a secret weapon working in its favor this time around. Yes, a booming economy, but that's not the ace in the hole. Goldberg says, nope, leave that to the Democrats. Well, I don't agree with Bernie Goldberg in all of this because I believe Donald Trump is the ace in the hole. I believe more people like Donald Trump than anybody wants to admit, including these never-Trumpers and the anti-Trumpers that exist on our side of the aisle. And I point back to his State of the Union message where 97% of the Republicans said, we like the message. You can't just like his message. You love his message because he's spot on with his message. That's not going away. 43% of Democrats, 72% of independents. Now, I'm going to refer back to that poll from time to time because I just want to remind you that this is the person that they call polarizing and controversial. Donald Trump's no longer controversial. His tweets are no longer controversial. His actions are no longer controversial. People don't go, he's a crazy man. They've got a year of him under their belt. He hasn't started any new wars. He's ending them. In fact, they're pulling troops back from Afghanistan. That's how good he feels about ISIS being on the run. He's got governments working against the war on terror. He's practically gotten everything he's asked for. And let me tell you, DACA's coming. And he will win on DACA. And he's made the Democrats look like they don't want to negotiate. He's shown them for who they really are. They're just liars. Anyway, Goldberg goes on. He says, I'm guessing Donald Trump and the Republican Party colluded with whoever called the camera shots during the President's State of the Union address. There she was. Nancy Pelosi, dressed in black and looking miserable, as if she were attending a funeral. Okay, no one expected her to jump up and applaud for the president she detests. But she couldn't even muster a few fake hand claps when he said it was a good thing that American workers are getting bonuses thanks to the new tax law, which, of course, she and her party had absolutely nothing to do with. See, Bernie's saying what I've been saying to you guys for a long time. Donald Trump's tax cuts affect millions of people. Millions. 90% of this country gets something. All right? Workers, I should say, get something back. Even probably some people on welfare may get a little. I don't know. But 90% of them get something. And the Democrats did not have a single vote for that. They essentially said, we don't want you to have anything. And the little that came back in the form of tax bonuses and things like that from the corporations, Nancy Pelosi called them crumbs. We'll get back to that. Says, why would Nancy applaud? This is the same Nancy Pelosi, one of the richest members of Congress, who said that those bonuses amounted to crumbs. A few thousand bucks may be crumbs to her and her Tony pals in San Francisco, but it's real money to real people with real jobs trying to pay real bills. That's the Romney 47% comment on steroids. The Democrats are shooting themselves in the foot. Goldberg goes on to say this. And when the president pointed out the black unemployment was at a historically low level, you think that might at least get a grudging response from the members of the Congressional Black Caucus, the ones who didn't boycott the president's address. But you'd be wrong. Camera caught them sitting on their hands looking glum. So president's saying, hey, we just lowered unemployment for blacks to record levels or whatever. And they're like, mad. So if I'm a constituent of one of these congressional black circus clowns, I'd go, why wouldn't you clap for that? Man, that's, you know, whether you like the dude or not, that's good news. I already told you why they won't to clap, though. It says, hats off to Gayle King of CBS for her honesty when she said, many of the Democrats at many times looked like they had bitten a couple of lemons. Even when he was saying things most people agree with, this is where the danger comes in. This is where, quite frankly, I would call it genius, but this isn't really genius. This is Donald Trump saying, I connect with the ordinary guy. He's quoted as saying this. I don't really like rich people. I like middle income and poor people. He goes, I like being around them. They're more real. And this billionaire connects with those guys because he puts himself in their situations. Donald Trump sees $1,000 and the average rich person would go, it's not much. You know, they were like, oh, it's not much. Donald Trump sees it for what it is. He's like, man, that's big money. There are people that's big money for. To him, it's not. But he sees it for what it is. You want to know why? Because he's worked for it. He's had to earn that $1,000. And he goes, you know what? That's not that easy. I remember when. These other people, it's come so easy. They don't even know how they make it. And that's the problem. They have no connection to their populace anymore. In a strange sort of way, Donald Trump has stolen the idea that the Democrats are the party of the poor and the downtrodden and the working class, and he's given that mantle to the Republicans, and that's going to be the demise of the left. I got to take a short break, but we'll be back.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan." And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Dr. Feel Good here, Kevin Jackson. And the reason why you should be feeling good is because you're part of the resistance. Your resistance is working. It is not futile. In fact, it is winning. You are winning because of your resistance. And I'm talking about why you can have comfort right now. We're talking about February, and you can have comfort that we are going to win in November, and win big. And historically, we shouldn't. First-term presidents usually lose in the midterms. You want to know why? It's a daunting task. They've underestimated what they're supposed to, what they think they're going to inherit. And they've overinflated the problems that they've inherited. It's exactly what Barack Obama did. I inherited all this mess. Look at all this mess here. And so if it's such a big mess, you would think you could make progress. He didn't. Barack Obama, the unemployment rate went up. The number of jobs this guy lost was tremendous. He lost like 4 to 5 million jobs his first year. Wages depressed, down. Foreign policy a disaster. There was nothing this guy touched that didn't turn to turd. Contrast that with Trump, who looked at what he got from Obama and went, psst, this is easy. He starts saving companies. Okay, Ford, Carrier, IBM, U.S. Steel, Dow, come on back. And then all these jobs are getting created. He says, you know, let's work on the bigger picture. So he's got Apple and all these other companies, Alibaba, SoftBank, they're all coming in, multinationals. In the meantime, he's bombing Syria and setting a new standard on our and what the United States is going to, you know, be doing. He goes on a trip to the Middle East, brings back a $350 million package for arms and says to the Saudis, you got to do what you do on a terror or else we're going to take away the market from you. Then he does the same thing in China. He goes there and he beats up on Chinese and they send a ship from North Korea back with coal, bring ours over. He gets beef exported now from the United States to China and 183 other products. He starts working on trade. He starts working on stabilizing the dollar and a host of other things. And oh, wow, in the meantime, the unemployment rate is dropping and dropping and dropping and dropping and dropping. 2.4 million jobs later, year one, 200,000 manufacturing jobs year later, a year later, 17,000 that were lost under Obama the year before, and Donald Trump looks like a rock star. Stock market going through the roof. Yeah, it took a hit a couple of days. Recovered the next day. People, you know, panicked a bit. The market is always going to get the suckers out. It's going to, hey, and then people run and somebody goes, ooh, look at what they left behind. I'll take that. I'll take that. I'll take that. So there you go. So the Democrats are all fired up because they historically that's what happens. But they don't what they don't understand is historically – their presidents suck. Whether it's Bush, whether it was Clinton, whether it was certainly Obama, they sucked. Not Trump. According to a poll conducted by CBS, an overwhelming majority of Americans thought the president was trying to unite the country. And that speech made them feel very proud. That wasn't the reaction of progressives, the wing of the Democrats' party that's calling the shots. To progressives, even good news is bad news if Trump is involved. Actually, it's worse than that, they say. The better the news for the American people, the worse it is for the Democratic Party. Bad news would practically assure a blue wave in November. Too much good news would present problems for the Democrats. Folks, let me tell you something. Be optimistic. Be out there starting those jobs. Be out there spending, but spend wisely. Invest. Look for things that are going to be proactive in this in the general society. Bernie goes on to say, ordinary Americans are optimistic people, but optimism isn't something Democrats want to convey to voters in an election year where they're the party on the outside looking in. See, we're talking ideology here. That's why Manchin, I keep talking about him, he's trying to pretend that he's now more conservative. And that's why Mike Pence called him out. Anyway, here's what, it's funny to watch the reactions of these leftists. They said, after the president's speech, Micah Brzezinski, co-host of a Trump-bashing morning show on MSNBC, asked why Democrats should applaud, quote, the great dictator. She may not be an important voice in mainstream America, but she is right there in the mainstream of the progressive left, where her great dictator crack doesn't come off as unhinged as it actually is. So what he's saying, Bernie Goldberg's piece, what he says right there is this. To the left, to the progressives, they buy into this. He's a crackpot. He's a great dictator. But to mainstream America, who the left has completely disjointed from, They look at her and go, these people are unhinged. This guy just put money back in my pocket. This guy just got me a job. This guy just got my cousin, my wife, my son a new job. This guy just raised my wages. Even if you didn't get a rate increase in your wages, you got a rate increase from your taxes. CNN's Van Jones, who was a former advisor to President Obama, compared Trump's speech to, quote, sweet-tasting candy with poison in it. Another CNN contributor, far-left author named Sally Cohn, called it a scary speech and said that people chanting USA, get this, sends chills down her spine. These are not alien views in progressive precincts. Goldberg goes on to write this, and Joy Reid of MSNBC tweeted this after the president's speech. Church, family, police, military, the national anthem. Trump trying to call on all the tropes of the 1950s-era nationalism. 1950s-era nationalism. Meant to be a dog whistle for slavery, lack of civil rights, blah, blah, blah. Church, family, police, military, the national anthem. All things that we pretty much revere in life. I'm going to repeat it. Church, family, police, military, the national anthem. Somebody show me where I'm wrong here. Tell me, what should I feel bad about? Is it the police? Oh my God, Kevin, you are black. Those cops will kill you. Funny that they say that, because I'm making a movie called Bleeding Blue that extols the virtues of being police officers. BleedingBlueMovie.com. Not so shameless plug. She says this, the goal of the speech appears to be to force the normalization of Trump on the terms of a bygone era his supporters are nostalgic for. Folks, are you nostalgic for church, family, police, military, and the national anthem? What's nostalgic? That's every day. Oh, so what? We should abandon the church? I'll tell you what, Joy. Well, because what she's saying is, the heck with the church. The heck with family. The heck with police, military, and the national anthem. We're a new day. We're the new progressive party. Woohoo, look at us. As Heather Wilmham wrote in National Review, I can see the campaign posters now. Can't stand church and family? Neither can we. Vote for the Democrats in 2018. It's mind-boggling, isn't it? Yes, and so is this. Pelosi says the president's immigration plan is designed to, quote, make America white again. How do you think that nonsense plays in middle America, even among voters who don't especially like the president? Are we supposed to believe that anyone who supports the Republican Party on immigration isn't simply wrong, but is racist? The economy may not be enough to save the GOP in November, but if it isn't, desperate Democrat-sounding deranged just might be. That's the end of Bernie Goldberg's article. Let me tell you, folks, if you were paying attention to what I said there, you can't even recognize these people as Americans. Joy Reid doesn't like church, family, police, military, or the national anthem. Okay, so we get rid of the military? What do you want to do with them? Oh, that civilian thing that Barack Obama built? You get rid of the police. Who's going to protect you? The shot caller in your neighborhood? And God forbid, the idea that this woman doesn't like church and family, I find that she would mention that is incredible to me. It's incredible. That's what the left represents. And that's why Heather Wilmham essentially pointed out, this is the lunacy of the left, and they think they're going to win on this. Forget the great things that Donald Trump is doing. They are making people so mad. They are showcasing just how bad things are on the left. Why would you ever want to join them? You are going to see the biggest exodus of Democrats in history in 2018.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.